Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, how to become your future self now. This is a magical podcast to become the highest version of yourself and to feel all of those wonderful feelings as if you've already attained everything you desire right now. Today, we're diving into how we can bring our future self here, now, and do the sorts of things and live the kind of life that our future self, our higher self, would be living. Because one thing is to feel the feelings that we've attained everything, but the other is to actually pull that energy here and change our practical life so that it is actually as if we have become the highest version of ourselves. Now, of course, we can't do everything at once, but there are many things we can do that would be much more aligned with our future self. And we have that control. I'm also going to be sharing a journal method, very powerful method you can use to make it really easy to figure out what those things are that you could be doing today that would completely change your life and make you feel absolutely amazing. Before we get into that, we always love to start this podcast with holding the vision and coming into that feeling, because that's what it's all about. So take a few moments now to get nice and comfy wherever you are. I hope you're doing great, by the way. And let's start with a gentle deep breath. And just let your whole body relax. And you're allowed to smile if you like. Smiling is good for us. And just letting yourself melt into that wonderful, calm, peaceful place. A beautiful, relaxing, gentle space within yourself. And just hold in mind one thing that you'd love to become, or you'd love to manifest and create in your life. Just think of one upgrade, something that's important to you. And we're going to go on a little adventure. Imagine there is a golden gateway, a magical portal, if you like. And we're going to walk through that. And as you walk through in a moment, you're going to come out the other side in a new world where you have created and manifested this change in your life. Noticing how you feel. So just walk through that golden gateway. You can imagine you walk through and you enter into the future. And in this future reality, you have created and made that change in yourself. Notice the different feeling you have. Notice the different energy in your body. Notice the shift in your life in different ways. And notice how your lifestyle has been transformed. What are some of the different experiences that you have, different things that you do in this new life? when you tune into this, there might be some glaring differences, major differences, and there's likely to be some more subtle things. So just notice what is different. These are clues from your future self being passed down through time backwards into your mind right now. One thing that comes to my mind when I tune into this is my future self is much more organized than my current self. Because in order for me personally to do all the things I need to do, I need to be very organized about it. So just tune into this. What came up for you? What was different? What are the messages from your future self? If you were to live the life of your future self now, what would be different? If you're in a place where you can take notes, you might want to pause this and write down some ideas. And if not, you can always do this later on. One of the things that holds people back, typically, from manifesting what they want is not tuning into this enough. In other words, having a disconnect between their current life and their future manifestation. And so the more you think about these things, feel into them, get the messages, get the special signals, the subtle clues, the more easily you can move into that future reality, your wish fulfilled. Now, I've been doing this for many, many years now, and teaching this to my students and clients. And I have created, after 2 years, it took me 2 years to create a journal that you can use to really get clear about what you want and how it connects to your life. And I'm going to share this briefly with you, and I'm going to give a link to a full description of how this works. You don't need to buy the journal if you don't want. You're welcome to. You can get it on Amazon. But you can do this in your own journal if you prefer. I just created it to make it easy for people. But I'm going to share with you how it works so you can try it out for yourself. So normally people have these visions, right, of what they want. And then they sort of forget about it and run around with their usual life. And nothing much changes. That's typically how things go, which is why most people have all these wonderful inspirations at the beginning of the year, and then they look back and say, what happened to the year? Where did it go? What's going on here, right? Where did it go? How come my life didn't change? And the reason is because if we don't connect our vision with action, then things aren't going to change very much. So remember that the vision is in the mind and in the heart. Then we speak about things, right? We say things out loud to other people, which is also an energy. And then we physically do things, that's our actions. All three are important in manifestation. It's not just the mind and nothing else. We have to do things, we have to say things. And we can have a whole session specifically on words, because that's one of the things people don't often talk about, is what you say to other people and to yourself in your head. But what you speak out loud is an energy. So if you say to people things like, it's so hard, I can't do it, it's not going to happen, this is so difficult, then what's going to happen, right? You're basically cursing yourself. If you say, this is great, I'm excited about it, I can see it, I can feel it, I'm taking action, I'm moving forward, has a completely different energy, right? So we have the vision of what we want, then we need to align our words and our actions with our future self. That's how things actually happen. So in the journal, I'll share with you briefly, and there's a link in the description where I talk about this in much more detail, and you can also get the journal if you want. So the first thing is every day to have gratitude. Now, you know this, but there's a higher level of it that you probably aren't practicing. You might be, and if you are, good for you, but most people would haven't done this. So gratitude is extremely important, because if we're not grateful, then we're in a bad mood, basically. Gratitude puts us in a good mood. And another word for gratitude is appreciation. And appreciation actually has two meanings. One is to be grateful, to appreciate others, to appreciate things. And the other is appreciation, as in appreciation in wealth. You know, wealth appreciates, or assets appreciate. It goes up. So what we appreciate, appreciates. And so you write down all the things that you appreciate, and this is a high level thing, you sneak in there some things that you don't have yet, so you're being grateful for things yet to come as if they are already here now. And this is kind of tricking your subconscious mind, because you're writing things that you're grateful for today that you actually have. Like, I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for this opportunity to share, I'm grateful for all the equipment that I have, I'm grateful for my life, for people in my life, for my connection with the source of all good vibrations. I'm grateful for, so I could go on and on, right? And then I can also add in, I'm grateful for all these things yet to come. You don't write yet to come, but you just add them in the middle. So your subconscious takes those things that you want as if they're already here, because it's being added to the list of things that are already here. So that has double power. One is it makes you feel good about your life now and how grateful you are. And the other is that it's a manifestation method. The second part of the journal is to focus on that which you desire, which we talk a lot about in this podcast, your wish fulfilled. What is it that you want? Imagine you've already got it. And how does it feel? And remember, if we do this once in a while, it's not very powerful. If we do this every day and you remind yourself of what you want and you feel it, then you're bringing that energy into your being and you're getting insights from the future. So this is something you can do every day. The third thing, which is really revolutionary, even though it's so obvious, hardly anyone does this, is to draw an arrow. In the journal, there's actually an arrow between these two pages. They're on like a spread. Your vision is on the left, and on the right is this other page. And there's an arrow between these things, right? So there's stuff that you want, which is great, and you imagine and you feel that you have it. And then we have an arrow between that and your current life. So for example, let's say you wanted to do a podcast, and you can imagine yourself creating a podcast and having a podcast. Then what could you actually do that would make that happen, right? I'm actually sitting here, it's Christmas Day at 7:09 a.m. I got up at 4 o'clock, I've had my juice, meditation and everything, and I'm recording this podcast, right? So I'm actually doing the thing. Previously I had an idea, wouldn't it be great to have a podcast, right? And I remember thinking about this for years, you know, I've got all these courses and audio courses and coaching and all these things, and I always thought, let's have a podcast. And I thought, oh, you know, blah blah blah, I had all these excuses why I couldn't do it. But then I just got it going, And actually now I am creating this podcast and I have another podcast as well, right? So when you have the vision, you have this arrow. Okay, what is it practically that you could do that aligns these things, that connects these things directly? And oftentimes it's as simple as just doing the thing that you want to do. Sometimes it's more complicated, like you can't just directly do the thing. You might have to do something else before you can do the thing. Like if you have no idea how to do a podcast, but you want to do one, then you might be, you have to learn how to do a podcast by buying a course or reading articles or watching videos. Then you might have to buy equipment. Then you might have to learn how the equipment works. Then you might have to figure out what your podcast's about. And then you might have to do some tests. So there might be a whole bunch of steps. But all of those things are connected to that vision. And that's in your control. You can't do it all in one shot. You know, many of these things, they might take several months to do, or even a year. But the more you connect your current life directly to your vision, the more happy you'll feel, and the more things will actually happen. I'll give another example. I'm going to be doing YouTube videos, which is something I've been putting off for so many years. It's so over the top, right? I'm like, what's going on? So I've got all these cameras. I've got new cameras. I've got like 9 lenses. You know, it's so over the top. All my equipment, you know, that was sitting around getting dusty, and now I'm actually pulling out and using it. And so I've got accountability, I've got a plan, I've got a blackboard here with names of the videos, I've got all these things. So I'm connecting this vision of doing these videos with my actual life, right? Whereas previously, it was just this vague idea that I had, no bearing on my life at all. Now this, of course, sounds really obvious, and it is obvious. But when it comes down to it, these are the things that completely change people's lives. So you have your future vision for yourself, and then you have this line. What can I do? What is my future self trying to tell me? You might have remembered, you know, a while back there was these little armbands. Some people probably still have them now. WWJD, right? What would Jesus do? Right, and then people change it. What would God do? What would so-and-so do? And people would wear them around their wrists. Maybe you've seen them or have them. And what's the point of that? It's to think, what would someone else do in this situation that I'm in? Like, so someone, let's say someone's going through traffic and they get cut off and something happens and they start getting annoyed. They think, okay, what would Jesus do? What would so-and-so do, right? I'm not recommending you get that armband, by the way. I'm just saying it's an example. You can think about this. What would your future self do? What would your future self do right now? So you have this vision of your future self. And then you're asking, what would my future self do? So you might be sitting there watching YouTube videos or doing something, and it's not what your future self would be doing. You ask yourself, what would my future self be doing? Would my future self be eating this food, watching this stuff, going to these places, doing these things? Or what would my future self do in this situation? And you'll get ideas that are different than what you're currently doing. Just by asking the question, you could even write it on your hand, WWFSD, or you could even just write future self. Just because otherwise we're living in the current self, our current life, and we're just sustaining our current life. What we want to do if we want to change our life is we want to have that vision and pull it here and do different things that make us into the person that we are becoming. So these things, they're very simple, right? They are very simple, but as I'm sure you're aware, knowing about things is different from practicing them, right? Most people know what to do to become rich, but most people aren't rich because they don't do the things. Investing, spending within your means, right? Improving your skills, saving money, investing in things that are going to help you learn. All, you know, there's lots of books about finance and all sorts of things, but hardly anyone does anything. And the reason they don't do it is because they haven't got a clear vision of their future self, and they're not connecting their future self to their current life. It's like it's some dream thing. I'll give another example. This was a classic that like really opened my eyes to how intense this is, how bizarre this is. About 10-12 years ago, I was in Hawaii and I was driving somewhere and I was talking to a client in the car. And then I stopped and went to the beach and I was talking to a client. And I asked her, "What do you want? And tell me your vision for yourself." So I was sitting there listening very carefully by the beach. And she said, "In my ideal life, I would wake up in the morning and there would be flowers next to my bed, fresh flowers. And there would be light coming in through the window. And I'd feel really good and I'd walk down the stairs. And then when I get down into the kitchen, there's flowers on the kitchen table. And then I would do some yoga and then go for a walk with my dog. And then I would come back and have breakfast, have a smoothie or whatever, and then work on my book or work on something, some project she wanted to work on." And I could vividly imagine exactly what she was talking about, right? And I said to her, "That sounds great. So could you do any of those things now?" Right? Because she was thinking that this was only going to happen in about 5 years in her head. Like there's a block. And this is not just her. This is that all of us have this. "I can't do it now because blah, 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 blah." We've got all these long list of reasons. So I asked her, "Can you do any of those things now?" Right? Because this is your vision. This is what you want. This is, brings her so much joy. And she thought about it. And then she said, "Yeah." And I said, could you go and buy some flowers or get some flowers, and maybe she even grows flowers outside, and put them next to your bed and then put some more on the kitchen table? She said, "Yeah, I can." I said, can you get up and do yoga and take your dog for a walk? She says, "Yeah, well, of course." And I said, "Can you work on this project?" She said, "Yes." Right? So everything she wanted to do, she could actually do it now, but she wasn't doing it. She wasn't doing it. Right, and this isn't like, oh, what's wrong with this person? We all do this. I can't do it because of blah, blah, blah. We don't even realize what we're doing. Because what she was probably doing, I can't remember, this was a while ago, I don't remember the details, but I think what was actually happening is she was waking up, checking her phone first thing in the morning, getting stressed out. Didn't need to happen. She didn't have flowers because she just didn't get flowers, right? It's not that expensive. She could have easily done it. She just hadn't done it. And then she wanted to do yoga but wasn't doing yoga. And then she wanted to work on her book, but she just wasn't doing it. So all these things were totally possible, but she just wasn't doing them. So I helped her see what was going on and actually do those things. And her whole life completely changed. And it changed immediately. It changed immediately. So think about this. What can you do in your actual life that is directly connected to your future self? So if you've been wanting to do a YouTube channel, then just start recording videos or figuring out what you're going to do or something. If you want to eat better, then start eating better in some way. If you want to exercise more, then start doing some exercise. If you want, whatever it is, right? You want to be more loving towards people in your life, then start doing it. Or meditation, study, practicing, joining things, whatever, right? There's loads of things that you're wanting to do and become, whatever they are. How can you do them now? And don't worry about all of them, by the way. Just do one thing. One thing. It's another secret that I have learnt. I have tried to do lots and lots of things at the same time, and it leads to major backlash and meltdowns. So don't try and change 15 things in your life at the same time, because you'll have a breakdown. One thing is enough. And then once that's grounded in, then another one, then another one. That's much more realistic and sustainable, and it works. Rather than trying to change 10 things and failing, change one thing, which is a great success, then another thing, which is a great success, then over time you become a completely different person. So, if you're interested in this, you can get the journal in the link below or listen more about how this works. I just went over it briefly. The Miracle Journal, Manifestation Journal. And you can do this on your own, in your own journal. Think about what you can change, little things that are aligned with your future self. And enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Yay! And by the way, I'd love you to leave a review if you like this podcast on Apple Podcast or on YouTube or wherever you're listening to it. That is my humble, loving request of you, my dear friend, so we can grow this channel together and help more people out. Today's Christmas, so happy Christmas whenever you listen to this. Happy days, and know that your future self is giving you special secret messages. Just listen and then do those little things. Lots and lots of love. Enjoy, enjoy. Many blessings, and talk to you soon.